Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nick Ibarra Podcast. I am Nick Ibarra, your host. And the Nick Ibarra Podcast is where you come when you want to talk about family, fitness, finances, and just life in general. if you like what you hear on the show, please subscribe, whether you listen to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. And make sure you leave a review, rate it, give me some 5 stars if I'm worth it. If not, fucking give me whatever you want. But make sure you you lend your support if you think it's necessary. So, posted about this on social media about a week ago, and I started off with a question, and the question is when you're doing what you do, do you give 100%? And I don't care if we're talking about your work, your employment. Whether you're talking about being a mom, a dad, a spouse, a sibling, a friend, or whether it's in the gym. I think there's a lot of things that correlate or can be analogous to the gym, you know. So a couple months ago, I was talking to another trainer and somebody that's probably going to be doing my prep when I do some shows next year. And he said, man, he said, you don't know how much you're fucking leaving on the table with regards to muscle gain and putting on some lean muscle tissue. We talked about it a little bit, and I changed up my routine. And the reality is I immediately started feeling better, started realizing more than anything that I wasn't giving 100% at the gym, and that I was leaving a lot of shit on the table to be unused in my body, to be unworked in my body. And so, you know, it really got me to thinking about life in general, and when I say, you know, are you giving 100%, the knee-jerk reaction I think is, yeah, man, I give a good solid effort. But if you say you're giving 100% to every fucking thing that you do in life, you're full of shit. And let me tell you what I mean by that, is there's no possible way that you've perfected being a human being. I mean, whether it's when you're sharing time with your kids and you get swept up in a TV show or your social media, and you're not giving 100% to being a dad, or whether you're driving down the road and the wife's talking and you get swept up in a song on the radio, or you're trying to listen to a podcast, or you're on social media, again, you're on your phone, what the fuck ever. You know, you're not giving 100% to that conversation, to that moment. And that's what it's really about, is giving 100% to the moment that you're in, being mindful of what's going on around you. And, you know, some of the examples I just gave, those are examples that I personally need to work on developing. And I'll be frank with you, man. When I get into the gym, I always try and give 100%. When I'm at work, you know what? There are times where I'm just like, fuck it, man. I don't feel like being here today. And I don't give 100%. And is that right? No, it's not right. Man, my boss is paying me to show up, to give my 100%, to do the best I can while he's paying me. And if that's drafting documents for a divorce or a custody issue, or whether it's picking up cigarette butts in the parking lot, fact is, while I'm there, I'm his employee. And my job is whatever the fuck he says it is. And so this idea that, you know, well, he told me to go pick up cigarette butts, that's not my job, I'm not going to give 100%. Bullshit. It's your job if he says it's your job. And so what I'm coming to, trying to come full circle, is how do we know when we are not giving 100%? Because the reality is it's an objective measurement in my mind, but we as individuals, when we're measuring ourselves, turn it into a subjective concept. You know, yeah, I can give more, but I'm giving a good 95%. Why aren't you giving 100%? Why not? And so, you know, I got to thinking about this, and the whole reason I even started the conversation on social media and I'm talking about it today is when I do online training, you know, a lot of people don't really understand online training. It's a relatively new concept. But what online training is, to kind of bring full circle my story that I'm going to talk about in a second, is, I program your workouts. I program your diet. I talk about nutrition. We talk about supplementation. We talk about our workouts. We talk about our goals. We do everything that a personal trainer would do when you're meeting one-on-one a couple times a week or once a week or whatever. We just happen to not meet in person. Is online training for everybody? No. Is it for the self-starter? Is it for the person who has a general knowledge of what's going on in the gym and knows the difference between cables, dumbbells, and barbells? Yeah. But the reality is that as much experience as you have, to say that you go into the gym and you give 100% every bit of the time, once again, I highly doubt it. And I can't say that for myself. To come back around to what I was saying a minute ago is that this whole discussion and this whole concept came into my mind because when I do online training for my clients, if they're local and if they have a membership at the gym that I train at, I will, a lot of times I have some free time, between sessions. Like, for instance, Saturday morning, I'll get in there, I'll train 5:30 in the morning. I don't have an appointment till 8:30 in the morning. So that gives me an hour or so that I could say, hey, I know you do online training. I know that you're not expecting any one-on-one training, but I got a little bit of time to kill and we haven't caught up in a couple months, face-to-face. So let's catch up and I'll work your ass out. And it is inevitable. It is absolutely inevitable, and I have yet to not have it happen, that I bring an online client in and I have them go through a regular workout session. I say, hey man, pick your favorite workout day, or hey, what's the one that you have struggled the most with, or what's the one you have the most questions with? It kind of just depends. We do that same workout that they've been doing, and it is an absolute, I would say 99% assurity that when I catch up with them the next day and I say, hey man, how you feel? Man, I'm sore as fuck, man. You worked my ass out. Man, we're doing the same fucking workout you've been doing for the past 3 weeks, for the past 6 weeks, for the past 8 weeks. What the fuck? You know what I mean? What the fuck is that it's not that they're wrong. It's just that they're not giving 100%, and it's not that they're choosing to not give 100%. It's that they don't realize that they're not giving 100%. And so my goal is to, yes, it's to check their form. Yes, it's to check their technique. Yes, it's to catch up with them and see how they're doing with diet, with weight loss, with weight gain, whatever their goals are. But it's also to show them what 100% truly means. And so, what it comes down to is when you choose to do whatever you do, whatever title you're going to carry for the moment, whether it's, again, mom, dad, fitness guru, employee, brother, sister, friend, whatever it is, be in that moment. And I say this to myself as much as I say it to anybody else. Be in that fucking moment. Do the best you can. Do the best you can do at what you're doing in that moment, and make sure that you're always working to be even better than you were yesterday. Because isn't that what life's about? It's about progress. It's about development, and it's about improvement. And if we're not working to progress, to develop, and to improve, then what the fuck are we doing here besides letting the world pass us by? Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you listening in today. This is Nick Ibarra Podcast. I am Nick Ibarra. And if you like what you hear, follow. Give me a review, give me a thumbs up, whatever it is you think's appropriate. Have a good one.